This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Liberty Defense Holdings. And you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LDDFF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol SCAN. With us today is the Senior Vice President of Capital Markets, is Jay Adelaar. Jay, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Very nice to be here.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, just briefly, give us a little bit of about statement of who you guys are.
Yeah, okay, great. So Liberty Defense, we IPO'd in March of this year, raised $7 million, then did a follow-on financing about June of this year, raised another $7 million. So really nicely capitalized at this point. And Liberty Defense is a security detection technology company. We have three products, Hexwave being our flagship, and two other technologies that we've licensed from Pacific Northwest National Laboratory as well that we can talk about as well.
You know, speaking of that, just give us a little bit of a background of Liberty and the three technologies that you guys are trying to bring to a commercial platform.
Yes. So the first one is Hexwave. We licensed that originally from MIT in Boston. We've been, you know, working on that for quite a while. They've been working on it. We've also been working on it with MIT. It is a walkthrough portal that scans people at speed. So think metal detector, as we all really know, and that's tech checking for only metallic objects. And people have to kind of stop. You divest of your keys, your wallet, your cell phone. Now, if you think of Liberty's Hexwave, you're going to be scanning at speed. So you're going to just be walking through. It's all AI-trained, artificial intelligence, and it's not looking for your phone, your wallet, or keys. It understands that those are part of your body. What it's looking for is anomalies on the body, metallic and also non-metallic, that being the key. So, you know, is a water bottle supposed to be on your pants? Is it maybe a 3D-printed handgun that's made out of plastic, or C4, plastic explosives? Think sort of along those lines. So it's quite an incredible technology. It's a low frequency technology. And you know, the technology is very similar to the ProVisions, which were developed by a company called L3 that are in all of the airports. Those are the body scanners where, you know, you're familiar with. You put your hands up in the air, scans front and rear. You know, our whole team originally came from L3, so they're very familiar with millimeter wave and this technology. So we have been working on this for some time now, and we're kind of at that exciting phase where we're going to start beta testing here in Q1 of this year, and then follow up with commercialization in Q4 of 2022.
Yeah, I want to talk about the press release you guys put out on September the 14th. Also, I want to talk about price point, if you would. Where are we at in the team structure-wise? Where are we at in the beta testing? And what's going to be your price point?
You know, average selling price is going to be under $100,000 per unit. Right now, we are, you know, just about to launch beta in Q1 of this year, and then, you know, start Q4 in of next year. Our share structure right now is about 60 million shares outstanding. The per share price is around 36 cents per share. In regards to the September 14th news release, we're just bringing on a lot of talent that's leaving these, you know, multi-billion dollar companies. And I sort of think that you'll see that, you know, continue to happen as we continue to develop this technology. I mean, we're trying to bring over the best in all of the different specialized fields to build not only the Hexwave technology, but our other technologies as well.
Have you guys given any thought how you're going to market this? Are you going to sell it outright, or are you going to lease the product?
Both. We have you know, connected with a group that will be able to handle the leasing and for the technology and the sales of the product. We'll just do outright sales to them. And we also have, you know, former, you know, business development guy who came over from L3, Ian McNaughton, and he's going to sort of be spearheading the sales and whatnot for the company. So we'll be able to do both of them. And, you know, I mean, we already have, I mean, there's a lot of interest out there from the technology, and that sort of shows up in our, you know, potential beta customers as well. They're very, very high profile. They're some of the largest airports in the world. We're talking to many, many, many pro sports teams, but, you know, people that are just having a lot of people come through their door and also need the best protection in the world. Those are the type of people that are reaching out to us on a daily basis, and we'll soon be able to talk about who those people are and who are the potential customers as well.
Jay, I noticed earlier you did mention about the L3 employees, and I do see a lot of the former L3 employees are involved in your guys' company. Explain why the significance of this, and why is that so important?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll start with Bill Frain, who's the CEO of the company. He spent 20 years with L3. L3 is for those who aren't familiar, it's a publicly listed company. It actually did a merger a couple of years ago with a company called Harris. So it's a $30 billion publicly listed company called L3 Harris. And LHX is a ticker there. And, you know, to see these guys that have spent 20 years at these huge organizations to come over and start running these small cap companies, it's quite interesting. And then he also brought over our president, Mike Lanzaro, a 15-plus year engineer at L3 as well. He was very involved with the development of the ProVision, which Bill ended up selling internationally into about, you know, 1,200 airports.
You know, I look at a lot of companies that come on there, and one of the things is how they're going to actually build their business going forward. That being said, what are you guys expecting in the next, say, 3 or 4 quarters of how you guys are going to grow this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just sort of starts with, you know, engineering, development, beta, getting the feedback from the beta customers. And then, you know, that sort of all kind of comes down to commercialization at the end, which is in Q4 of 2022. So working on all of the above, and just sort of advancing with the best and brightest people that we have available.
Jay, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That's a great question. You know, I think what you're looking at here, and you know, you got a very educated audience. So, you know, management first and foremost. So, our president and our CEO, ex L3 guys, you know, vice president or higher level. That's first and foremost. Then you kind of look at share structure. You know, we're still pretty tight. We've got 60 million shares outstanding. The share price in the U.S. is LDDFF is the ticker, about 36 cents. So you're looking at a company that's got about a $20 million market cap. The opportunity here is global and huge. So I, you know, I'd love the audience to sort of take away that, you know, there is a really great opportunity with a well-funded, well-managed small cap company.
Jay, I concur just everything you just said. I definitely concur with that. Liberty Defense Holdings is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Take a look. I think they're grossly undervalued. That's my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it, but everybody should do their due diligence. I think this company is going to blow up in the next 6 months to a year. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LDDFF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol SCAN. That's S-C-A-N. Jay, thanks so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular and come back every 40 or 50 days.
That'd be great. Thank you so much for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.